Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Welcome back to Tick Talk, because ticks happen. Today's topic, clinical anaplasmosis carried by ticks. Carol in the Corral, you're on Tick Talk.
I'm just not myself. I'm weak, pale, losing weight.
Oh, we will get you help. Stay on the line. Next, we have Patty in the pen, who's feeling a bit anemic.
It's hard to breathe. And I'm constipated. Yeah. And these guys never stop mooing.
And clearly a bit agitated. My dear callers, these are all signs of clinical anaplasmosis brought on by ticks, but it's not your fault.
Ticks happen.
But there is a new treatment for your tick-induced troubles. New Baytril 100 CA1 and Rofloxacin Injectable. Baytril 100 CA1 is conditionally approved for the treatment of clinical anaplasmosis associated with Anaplasma marginale for certain cattle.
Ask your cattle veterinarian for a product label to see if this product is for you. Veterinary prescription required. Extra label use is prohibited.
New Baytril 100 CA1.
Well, Oklahoma State University Extension Grains Market Analyst Dr. Kim Anderson talks about what's going on in the wheat markets weekly on a program called SunUp from OSU. This week, Dr. Anderson's talking about the U.S. dollar and the decline. Anderson said it actually could be a positive aspect because there's about a 10% decrease, and he says that means corn, soybeans, and wheat are 10% cheaper out in the world market, and that makes the United States more competitive. Dr. Anderson also gave some really good advice to producers as the summer winds down.
I think farmers have got to realize that the farmers around the world are going to get more competitive. You've got Russia, lower wheat prices because they increased their wheat production estimate. You look at Ukraine, Argentina, Brazil, they're already exporting about 58% of the world's soybean exports. So you've got that more competition from around the world. Our producers should expect more competition. We've got to keep our costs low and our quality high.
You can catch Dr. Kim Anderson each week on OSU SunUp at sunup.okstate.edu. Well, negotiations to finalize the next coronavirus relief package in Congress are far from the finish line, and so is aid for agriculture, according to the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. The Senate Republican proposal includes a second round of $1,200 stimulus payments for individuals, extends additional unemployment payments by $200 a week through September, and includes substantial funding for schools and COVID-19 testing, along with $20 billion for ag. The discretionary funding would support agricultural producers, growers, and processors, but not included in the Republican plan is additional funding for food and nutrition programs or dedicated funding for state departments of ag to respond to COVID-19 impacts. Further, Debbie Stabenow, a Michigan Democrat and ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, says struggling Americans deserve better. Stabenow says the Republican plan is a non-starter without nutrition assistance included. Well, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture Farmers to Families Food Box Program has distributed over 50 million food boxes in support of American farmers and families that are affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. The delivery of 50 million food boxes has helped an incredible number of Americans in need, said Perdue. I couldn't be prouder of the great job done by the food box program staff and the many farmers, distributors, and nonprofits that helped to get this program off the ground for the American people. The Farmers to Families Food Box program got off to a strong start, delivering over 35.5 million boxes in the first 45 days and has now reached over 50 million boxes delivered. You've got farm news on Ron.
Skydance is another new early maturing wheat variety created by OSU researchers and marketed by Oklahoma Genetics. A progeny of the legendary variety Billings, Skydance is best suited for southwest and central Oklahoma. Skydance has improved mildew protection, an outstanding disease package, strong acid soil tolerance, and high test weight. Skydance can recover quickly in late planting situations and is tough enough for organic production. It's been verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Get Skydance, another of OSU's golden grain varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com.
And that's a look at our latest farm and agricultural news. Don't forget, you can always go to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, and get the latest agricultural information and farm news there as well. You guys have a great rest of your day. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.